A Russian court today freed U.S. student John Tobin, a Fulbright scholar jailed in February for possession of marijuana. Yesterday, a parole board unanimously recommended that Tobin be released 6 months into a year-long sentence. After his arrest in January in the southwestern city of Voronezh, Russian security officials accused Tobin of training to be a spy, but no espionage charges were ever filed. Reporter Iris Mackler is in Moscow. Iris, why did the parole board recommend Tobin's release?
The parole board heard Tobin's case on the first day they could, which was literally halfway through his prison term, 6 months into his sentence. And it was a unanimous decision to release him because they said he'd been a model prisoner. He'd learned woodwork and even a little chess. But the real reason, of course, as the judge hearing his case this morning admitted, was that we want to get rid of this headache for the prison administration.
Tobin says he was framed. Now, was he?
Yes, Tobin has always said that he was framed, and initially he was sentenced to more than 3 years for distribution of marijuana, but that charge was overturned on an appeal and his sentence was reduced to 12 months. But it's not actually the drug offences that have attracted all this international attention to Tobin's case. It's the allegations of spying. And the security services made those allegations. They said that Tobin had been in the Army Reserve in the States and that he'd been training to be an interrogator. But they never, no espionage-related charges were ever filed. And he has consistently maintained that the drugs were planted on him because he refused to become an informant for the Russian security services.
So there was no real evidence that he was a spy then?
Well, you have to conclude that there was no real evidence because no charges were laid or filed against him on that matter. And if there had been any evidence, in the atmosphere that was then pertaining here, with all the tit-for-tat expulsions between America and Russia, I think if they'd had evidence, they would have filed the charges.
So what effect has this case had on U.S.-Russian relations?
There's no doubt that U.S.-Russian relations have been affected by Tobin's case. The members of Congress from his home state of Connecticut were very active in his support. There have been envoys, U.S. envoys to the prison. It's been a huge focus. And as the prison administrator and the court official admitted this morning, they just want to get rid of this headache. Also, I think the focus on spying and spy-related charges has gone down in the last 6 months to a year, and I think perhaps the time has come for this case not to be in the public mind so much here in Russia.
What happens now with Mr. Tobin? He was released. Where does he go next?
He comes to Moscow. I've been informed that he can't leave immediately. As there always is in Russia, there's more paperwork to be done. So he can leave Voronezh. He's free to travel within Russia. He'll come to Moscow and apply for a visa, finish up all the other paperwork he has to do here. I imagine that he'll be at the American Embassy in Moscow. And then when the new visa allowing him to leave Russia is in his hands, then he can come home.
Thank you so much. Reporter Iris Mackler in Moscow.